Father, bless these words to our hearts. Give us a message from your throne. Speak to us, Lord. In Jesus' name, anoint our ears to hear and our hearts to receive. Amen. Now, just in case anyone doesn't know, if I ever taught homiletics in Bible college, I think as my final exam, I would give people a verse and they would have to preach on it without knowing in advance what the verse is. And I think this would be a good thing because really, if a person is going to preach, they have to be instant in season and out of season. And that means that they have to be able to hear from God in the moment to deliver a message. And the Holy Spirit is very faithful when a person walks in their anointing. And so once in a while I like to do that. Just have somebody pick a verse and then we preach on it and see what the Holy Spirit does. And so Andrew picked 2 Timothy 2:15, right? Okay, so let's read it. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, let's back up a few verses so that we can really see what the word of God is talking about. Let's go to verse 11. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. Notice the cause and effect relationship that God establishes. There are things that are unconditional and unmerited. There are things that are cause and effect. The things of the Bema seat are frequently cause and effect. The things of God's character, God's love, God's grace are unmerited and unconditional. But here we see cause and effect. If, and that is, we may or we may not. Okay, so third class condition. If we suffer, then we will reign. If we deny him, he will deny us. If we are dead with him, we will live. This is completely and totally the opposite of what the world says. The world says don't suffer. The world says deny him. And the world says don't pick up a cross. Live for yourself. But that is not God's economy. If we believe not, now this is a change, yet he abides faithful. You see, there is a thing. There can be a cause and effect, but ultimately God cannot deny who he is and he cannot deny his own character. So if we believe not, and even in that circumstance, and I'll tell you sometimes, there will be situations where we don't believe because we are human and we are growing. In those events where there is no faith in me, in those events where I cannot experience my position and I don't believe what he says, he's still faithful. He is absolutely and always will be faithful. If I fall on my face, if I deny him to everybody I see, he will deny me at the Bema seat, but he will be faithful to take me home because I am going to be his bride regardless. Regardless. I will be his bride. He cannot deny himself. There are only a few things that God cannot do. He cannot lie because he is the truth. And he cannot deny himself. And those are the only two things that at least I can think of. Those are the only two things in the Bible that God cannot do. He cannot lie, and he cannot deny himself. And in order for God to deny the believer, he would have to deny himself. Why? Because the believer is washed in the blood of the Lamb, and God cannot reject his own son. God cannot reject his incarnation. And he cannot reject the price that he paid to satisfy his own righteousness and justice. So those are the two things that God cannot do. God is the truth, so he cannot lie. And God cannot deny who God is. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to subverting of the hearers. This is those believers who want to argue doctrine all the time. Right? You don't agree with them, they want to have it out with you. And what are they doing? They're subverting. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. What does it mean to study to show yourself approved with God? That's what it means. Practice his presence. Study, a lot of people think study means like academic discipline. And that may be involved, but that's not really what the word says. It means to practice something. Practice showing yourself approved. Practice godliness. How do I practice godliness? By receiving godliness from God. What does that mean? How do I practice godliness? I practice godliness when God imparts his nature to me. Because that is the only thing that can be approved by him. You see, people think that they are to study to do something whereby they will produce something in themselves or by themselves. But we are not able to do that. The Word of God says, without me, Jesus said, you can do nothing. So it's not saying, produce something in yourself. What it is saying, practice practical righteousness. What does that mean? Have the Word of God transform who you are until you are transformed into the image of Christ. Walk in the finished work. Have your entire mindset be in the finished work. Why? Because that is the only thing that can be approved. There is nothing else that can be approved. The finished work is the only thing that is approved of by God. And there is nothing in me apart from the finished work that is going to receive God's approval. Nothing. Practice the finished work. Let the finished work produce godliness in your heart. Let the finished work take you into practical righteousness. Practice the finished work. A workman. A lot of people will say, well, a workman works. Well, yeah, a workman works. But show me, O foolish Galatians, where it is by works. Galatians chapter 3. No. Works is talking about fruit. Be a man filled with fruit. Have your life as a man be a fruitful life before God, because the finished work has penetrated your heart. What is the finished work in a practical reality? It means that no matter what state I'm in, God is for me. It means no matter how badly I fail, I land in His arms. It means no matter how much I turn against Him, He will never turn against me. Even if I deny Him, even if I say He does not exist, He will receive me as His bride. Even if I go out and I kill someone, He will work all things together for good in my life. It means that before the world began, God knew me. And He knew absolutely everything about me. He knew my life, He knew my decisions, He knew my hopes, He knew my fears, He knew everything that is in my heart, He knew me. And He loved me before the world began. He loved me so much before the world began that He created an entire universe for our benefit. He loved us so much before the world began that He created a plan of the ages, sent His Son to the cross to die and shed His blood for us so that we could be the recipients of His grace. We are the apple of God's eye. And we have been the apple of God's eye for eternity past. We are the apple of God's eye in eternity now. And we will be the apple of God's eye for eternity future. This is what it means to study to show yourself approved. Live in the finished work. Practice the finished work. Let your entire identity, let your entire frame of reference, let your entire heart, let your entire thought, let your entire consciousness be saturated and entirely filled up with the finished work. Study to show yourself approved. This is the only way that I can be a workman. This is the only way I can be a man whose life is filled with the fruit of the Spirit of God. If I live in the finished work. My approval before God can never be based on anything that I do. My approval before God can only be based on what He's done. I don't care if I'm the biggest loser on the face of the planet, I'm still greater than all of the Old Testament prophets. He said about John, he was the greatest man born among women, yet the least of these. And this is talking about those who are in the church age. Yet the least of these is greater than he. Yet the least of those people who has received the righteousness of God by the mercy and grace of God completely imputed on the basis of God's efficacious work towards us. And not 1 ounce on their own production. This gives believers a problem sometimes. They want to be in a place where they can produce something in themselves. It's not possible. And the sooner that I come to the realization that I can't produce anything in and of myself, that God has to produce it in me, and He will, because He is the author and the finisher of my faith, the sooner I'm going to be a released, free, God-loving, fruit-bearing believer. Why? Because then I will be turning to my source rather than to my flesh. study to show yourself approved. Practice the finished work of Christ in your life. If you practice the finished work of Christ in your life, then your life will be filled with fruit. And you will not be ashamed at the Bema Seat. Only then will I not be ashamed at the Bema Seat. Only when I practice the finished work. Amen.